Title: Sampa Rack in Ableton Live 12. Push it without losing headroom for jungle old school DNB vibes intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle and old school DNB riser in Ableton Live 12 using sampler and an instrument rack. And we're going to push it hard without wrecking our headroom right before the drop. Because in this style, risers aren't just noise going up, they're energy management. You want the build to feel like pressure is climbing in the room, but when the kick, snare, and bass land, the drop still has space to punch you in the chest. We're staying stock devices, we're layering three flavors, and we're setting up macros that let you get aggressive without surprise level jumps. Step 0. Session prep. Headroom first. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 175 range. Classic territory. On the master, put a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. And mentally reframe what that limiter is for. It's not for loudness. It's a seatbelt. If you're slamming into it during the build, you're already losing. Headroom target. During the build, aim for the master peaking around minus 6 dB. That's the room your drop needs for transient smack. Jungle drums don't like sharing. Now create the rack foundation. Make a new MIDI track. Drop in sampler. Then group it into an instrument rack. Rename it Jungle Riser Rack. We're going to build three chains inside. Noise, tone, and texture. And the big concept before we start. We're not making one sound louder and louder. We're making the sound feel more urgent and more intense, while the meters stay reasonable. That's going to come from filtering, distortion with compensation, controlled width, and space that doesn't smear the drop. Chain A. Noise lift. Open the chain list. Create a chain, and name it noise. In sampler, load a noise sample. Vinyl noise, tape hiss, white noise, or even a tiny snippet taken from the intro or outro of a break. That last one is extra authentic, because it already has that sampled world fingerprint. Turn loop on. Use a small loop length, roughly 100 to 500 milliseconds. Turn snap on to avoid clicks. Go to the volume envelope. Give it a little attack, like 10 to 40 milliseconds. Release around 150 to 400 milliseconds. We want it smooth, not clicking, and not chopping off awkwardly when notes end. After sampler on this chain, add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Add a bit of drive, maybe 3 to 6 dB. Not for loudness, just a touch of bite. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Start with 2 to 6 dB drive, and turn on soft clip. Then, crucial. Add utility and pull the gain down. Minus 6 to minus 12 dB is totally normal here. This is the whole philosophy. Distort into control. Don't rely on the master limiter. Set width to about 120% for now. We'll macro it safely later. Quick coach note. Treat the riser like a transient threat, not a pad. Even though it's sustained, the peaks come from resonance sweeps, distortion stages, and reverb reflections. So we're going to be careful where the energy stacks up, especially in the 2 to 6K range. Chain B. Tone riser. Create a second chain. Name it tone. Load a single cycle waveform or a simple synthy sample into sampler. Sine, saw, square, or a resampled Hoover stab works great. Loop it so it sustains. Set the root key properly. If detect works, try it. Otherwise, do it by ear. Just make sure when you play a note, it behaves like an instrument, not random pitch. For movement, we'll do pitch lift. You can automate transpose later, but we're going to map it to a macro because it's perfect for those late panic moments. After sampler, put auto filter. Set it to BP12, bandpass. That's that old school telephone tension, super 90s. Resonance around 20 to 40%. Then add amp. Choose clean or blues. Keep drive low at first. Then add utility and pull the gain down around minus 6 dB. And here's the vibe tip. Bandpass plus rising pitch equals instant classic tension, even before you add distortion. Chain C. Texture layer. This is the difference between jungle and generic EDM uplifter. This is the sampled world layer. Create the third chain. Name it texture. Load a break, sip it into sampler. A dusty snare tail, a hat wash, room tone, even a tiny slice that sounds like air in a room. You can loop it if you need to, but keep it tight. We want character, not a new drum groove. Inside sampler, use the filter and set it to high pass to remove rumble. After sampler, add redux. Set bits around 8 to 12. Downsample lightly, around 1.5 to 4. This should feel like hardware crunch, not total annihilation. Then add auto filter, HB12 or BP12 depending on how much body you want. Add reverb, size 25 to 45%. Decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. High cut 5 to 8K. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. We're not making a trance wash, we're giving the texture a little space so it feels like it exists in a room. then utility, and pull gain down even more, like minus 8 to minus 14 dB. Now, before macros, a power move that keeps things mix safe. Pre-filter before distortion equals louder perception at the same meter reading. So if your noise or texture chain is getting heavy, try adding an EQ8 or auto filter before the saturator or before redux. High pass higher than you think, often 250 to 500 Hz on noise and texture. And if it gets sandpapery and starts eating your snare presence, do a tiny dip around 3 to 4.5k before the drive stage. It's like making room for aggression without making the whole mix brittle. Now let's build macros. This is where the rack turns into an instrument. Macro 1. Rise filter. Map the noise auto filter frequency, the tone auto filter frequency, and the texture auto filter frequency. Set the range so it starts somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz and ends around 10 to 16k. And here's the teacher move. Don't make them identical. Let the tone start a little lower end than the noise so it blooms more naturally, instead of everything screaming at once. Macro 2. Pitch lift. Map tone sampler transpose. Range 0 to plus 12 is safe and musical. If you want panic, go 0 to plus 24, but you have to check it doesn't turn into cartoon mode. Macro 3. Drive, compensated. This is the whole lesson in one macro. Drive up. Output down. Map noise saturator drive upward. Map tone amp drive upward. Then map each chain's utility gain downward as the macro increases. A practical starting point. Drive from 0 up to about plus 8 dB, and utility gain from 0 down to around minus 6 dB per chain. Now, don't obsess over matching luffs or perfect numbers. Calibrate by ear for no surprise jumps. Loop the last two bars of your build, and sweep the macro from 0 to 100. If the perceived loudness jumps more than the aggression increases, you need more compensation. Pull the utility down more, or use a softer drive curve. Macro 4. Width. Safe. Map noise utility width from 100 to 160%. Map texture width from 90 to 140. Then add a utility at the end of the whole rack, after the chains. Map that width only from 100 to 120. That's your overall safety net. It prevents the super wide mess, where everything sounds impressive in headphones and collapses in mono. And a quick check. Put another macro or a map button for mono checking. Set a utility at the end to width 0 for a moment and see what disappears. If your riser evaporates, you widened too early or created facey width. Macro 5. Space. Map texture reverb dry slash wet from about 8 to 22%. Map reverb decay 1.2 up to 3 seconds. Optionally, add a delay on the tone chain and map dry slash wet from 0 to about 10% for a dubby smear, but keep it subtle. Jungle is about tension and timing, not drowning the groove. Extra trick. Map reverb pre-delay if you want size without smear. Something like 5 milliseconds up to 35 milliseconds toward the end. More pre-delay keeps the dry part clearer while still sounding huge. Macro 6. Gate, or tighten. Add a gate after the rack, so it affects the combined signal. Map the threshold from minus infinity up to around minus 30 dB. This gives you that sucked-in, controlled build, and it's also how you stop reverb and texture tails from spilling over the drop. Now write the riser MIDI and automation. Create a MIDI clip, 8 bars to start, or 16 bars for that classic long jungle build. Put one long note across the whole clip, like F2 or F3. Automation time. Macro 1. The filter rise, ramp it across the full 8 bars. Macro 2. Pitch lift, start it later. Try bars 5 to 8. That's the late panic move. It reads like the tension suddenly escalates. Macro 3. Drive. Increase gradually, and don't max it until the last bar. Macro 5. Space. Save most of it for the last two bars. Now do the classic jungle last bar trick. In the final bar before the drop, push the filter close to max. Then do a quick dip at beat 3, like a fake out. Then slam it back up right into the downbeat. That tiny moment of wait what? Makes the drop hit harder. And here's an arrangement upgrade. Don't make it one smooth ramp every time. Try a stepwise gear change. Bars 1 to 4, slow rise. Bars 5 to 7, faster. Bar 8, near vertical jump with that tiny dip. The brain hears it as escalating urgency, not just automation. Now bus it properly. This is where people mess up. Create an audio track named Riser Bus. Set your rack track's audio to Riser Bus. On the Riser Bus, at EQ8, high pass at 120 to 200 Hz, and honestly, on some mixes, even higher. A riser does not need low end in jungle. Low end belongs to kick and bass. If it's masking your snare, try a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. That's often the my build feels loud but my snare feels small zone. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just glue, not flattening. Add a limiter if you want. Ceiling minus 2 dB. And make sure it's only catching occasional spikes. If it's working constantly, go back and fix the rack. Usually it's resonance, distortion output, or reverb buildup. Optional Pro DNB move. Sidechain the riser bus to your brake bus, or even a ghost hat pattern. Keep it subtle, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The riser starts breathing with the groove instead of sitting on top of it. Now the old school workflow, resample for grit. Freeze and flatten the MIDI riser, or record it to audio. On the audio version, as saturator, analog clip. Drive 2 to 4 dB. Tiny extra push. Then maybe an auto filter for final movement. Then slice out a half bar peak and reverse it into the drop. That little reverse inhale is pure tension. Common mistakes to avoid. Quickly, while you listen back. If the riser has sub or low mid energy, it will eat headroom and your drop will feel smaller. High pass it on the bus. If distortion isn't compensated, it'll sound cool solo and then clip in the mix. That's why macro 3 is pair drive and gain down. If it's too wide too early, it'll go facey and collapse in mono. Keep width modest until the final bars, and use that mono check. If reverb washes into the drop, your drums lose punch. Use the gate macro, or automate space down right at the drop. And if you're using the same riser every track, it becomes predictable. Swap texture samples per track and resample often. Jungle loves commitment. Before we wrap, a quick 15-minute practice.